was moving fast with our closet. That was our first success, as far as getting legislation passed.
Well, you were at the White House when Ford signed that bill, didn't you?
And then in 74, yes, at Labor Day 74, I was invited to the Rose Garden to see the signature. And Frank Cummings was invited to the Rose Garden through his friend Javits. And we saw Ford sign, and I got a pen where he made part of his signature with a picture. Well, you saw that picture of the thing. And the funny thing was that we had our photographer. He's the one who took my picture. Old Cummings had never gotten into the picture with the president. And so he called me over, and he says, "John," he says, "this is our legal beagle who's a Republican with a Republican president." He says, "Johnny," he says, "I'd like a picture with Ford. What can you do for me?" I said, "Very easy, Frank. I took him by the hand, walked over to the president, called our photographer over. He shook his hand. That picture, I understand from people who go to his office, is right up on his wall."
Well, he's gone now, of course.
Oh, is he passed away?
I didn't even know.
Well, honey,
I got a letter from his wife last Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But he passed away.
Frank Cummings?
Not Frank Cummings.
You're thinking of...
not Frank Cummings. Oh,
I'm talking about Frank Cummings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know who you're talking about. Yes.
You know who I'm thinking
Yes, I know.
Of. Old man.
Yes. At any rate, that was an exciting experience. Then what happened after that is we promoted the Universal IRA. IRA was in the bill, the original bill. But you couldn't have it if you were covered by a company pension plan. So this meant if you belonged to a company that had a pension plan, you're out of luck, whether you had any benefits or not. So if you worked for the company for 4 years, no benefits from the company, in those days, 9 years, no benefits from the company, it was 10-year vesting, then you had no IRA.
Yeah.
So we proposed what we called a LIRA. Limited, instead of an IRA, a limited individual retirement, employee retirement account. So the way we did that was we calculated, in other words, if a person worked for a company, right, had no benefits, he could take out an IRA. If he started getting some benefits, once he vested, that would reduce the IRA by the amount of the benefit, by the amount of the vested benefit. And of course, everybody said, "Oh, that's too complicated. No one's going to understand how to do that." So I said, "Well, let's make up an imaginary tax form. The company who keeps records on everyone anyway, on the W-2, there'll be another box. And just say how much they're vested in." And then the guy fills out his tax return, puts that down, and that's how much he can put in his IRA. And we did. We lobbied for it. And we were very successful, but not in getting the LIRA passed because Congress thought it was too complicated. Because they didn't understand it completely. And so what happened is they passed an IRA for everybody. Anybody, no matter what you had, could have an IRA. So there were some complaints by people who said, "Well, now you got everyone that's got a pension plan is going to take out an IRA. It's going to cost the government too much." Trying to think of the year that passed and the year it stopped. But at any rate, it doesn't matter. But for about 2 or 3 years, anyone could have an IRA. Then Congress, in its infinite wisdom, stopped it because it was too expensive and most of the people that had pensions were taking it out. So then I was sort of out of the mainstream. I'm still on the pension committee, but we decided not to support a LIRA. What we decided to support on the pension committee and what we're doing today is trying to support a pension for everybody. Everyone doesn't have a pension, everyone doesn't have benefits, and so what we're saying is everyone should have a minimum pension benefit above Social Security. And so we started, in fact, we introduced a bill 2 years ago that defined such a plan, and we came up with some suggestions as to how to fund it, and one of the suggestions that I made based on an article by an actuary that has written books on pensions. At any rate, she made a suggestion. I'm trying to think of her name. I'm so bad at names. But at any rate, she suggested that the pension pot is over $3 trillion and approaching $4 trillion at a rapid rate because all the earnings get pumped back into this. That has been accumulated at the expense of the taxpayers because all that money goes in pre-tax.
Right.
So that's not supporting anything in the government or anything else. So if you took a 1 or 2% tax on the corpus, maybe a 0.5% tax on the corpus, that would fund the tax loss for having a pension plan for everybody. And so that's what we promoted and lobbied for and testified to and so on. But again, that's not... that Sam Gibbons had introduced that for us, who became... almost became the chairman of Ways and Means when Rostenkowski got bumped because of his problems.
Well, Foreman was almost Ways and Means.
Well, he would have been if he didn't
lose the
election.
He lost the election.
So, at any rate,
after 20
Gibbons
years.
Introduced that for us, and we figured, of course, the Democrats would win again and hoped they would win again. I hoped they would win again. And, of course, they didn't. So now Sam is the senior Democratic member of Ways and Means, but not the chairman. So our chances of, well, even if he could introduce it, which he could introduce the bill again, the chances of it getting passed would be relatively small. So we've lowered our sights.
Yeah.
And basically, one of the things we're after is portability, those that have a plan.
Yeah.
And so we have introduced a bill on portability. It's not in the hopper yet this year, but Sam introduced this last year along with the other bill. The portability bill tells you how to compute the value of your vested benefit. So a person leaving a company, and our recommendation is you use a 3% discount rate. So instead of the PGA, because PGA says you should use the current interest, which is like 8 or 9%. If you use a 3% discount rate from the benefit you get at 65, you get a bigger number. So that's sort of taking care of inflation and a few other things. So that's our recommendation. Hasn't passed yet. Well, hasn't been introduced yet this year.